England's Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, and a prominent globalist, may have revealed the views of the global elite when in 1981 he told People magazine, "Human population growth is probably the single most serious long-term threat to survival. We're in for a major disaster if it isn't curbed, not just for the natural world, but for the human world. The more people there are, the more resources they'll consume, the more pollution they'll create, the more fighting they will do. We have no option. If it isn't controlled voluntarily, it will be controlled involuntarily by an increase in disease, starvation, and war." Years later, Philip mused, "In the event that I am reincarnated, I would like to return as a deadly virus in order to contribute something to solve overpopulation." As one of the founders of the World Wildlife Fund, WWF, Prince Philip once laid out a globalist justification for depopulation. "The object of the WWF," he wrote, "is to conserve the system as a whole, not to prevent the killing of individual animals. Those who are concerned about the conservation of nature accept that most species produce a surplus that is capable of being culled without in any way threatening the survival of the species as a whole." Other globalist leaders agree with this chilling assessment. In a 1981 interview concerning overpopulation, former chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Maxwell Taylor, said by the beginning of the 21st century, it would be necessary to reduce the world's population, mostly in third world countries, using methods such as disease, starvation, and regional wars. He blithely concluded, "I have already written off more than a billion people. These people are in places in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. We can't save them. The population crisis and the food supply question dictate that we should not even try. It's a waste of time." Such brutal tactics have even been incorporated into national policy in some countries, including the United States. In 1974, the U.S. National Security Council issued a classified study entitled National Security Study Memorandum, NSSM 200, Implications of Worldwide Population Growth for U.S. Security and Overseas Interests. Known as the Kissinger Report, the study stated that population growth in the so-called lesser developed countries, LDCs, represented a serious threat to U.S. national security. The study was adopted as official government policy in November 1975 by President Gerald Ford, and its implementation assigned to Brent Scowcroft, who had replaced Kissinger as National Security Advisor.